Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update.
You're listening to the afternoon update on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, how many sick days does your company provide you with per year? And do you use all of them? Well, if the answer is no, could that be because you continue to work even while you're ill and should probably be resting? Well, taking sick leave when you are ill seems logical. There are unspoken social rules and pressures over why and how much sick leave an employee can take. Now, Melio Insight released its recent study on sick leave practices to understand whether Southeast Asian employees are taking sick leave as they need it. They found that a whopping 77% of employees have chosen not to take sick leave despite being physically unwell. To find out more, we're joined now by Stephen Tracy, Chief Operating Officer at Melio Insight. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me. Happy to be here.
Great to have you with us and to find out more about this research, because your study found that a significant number of employees have chosen not to take sick leave despite feeling physically unwell. That's 71%, and mentally unwell, 65%. Were you surprised by these numbers? I mean, they seem relatively high to me.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely seem high. Now, the thing we didn't look at is like how often has this happened, or what was the extent of being physically unwell? And I think that it's definitely a kind of a shocking number being so high, but I think that there's also some consideration to, you know, it could have been years ago or might've happened once in a long time. And I think there, that, you know, if you look back in your career, there may be that odd time when you kind of push through, even though you probably shouldn't have and worked. But all the same, I think it is a high number, and it was consistently high across all the six countries that we polled in Southeast Asia. So it's definitely an interesting finding.
How does Singapore stack up?
Yeah, so when we asked the question, have you not taken sick leave when you feel physically unwell, Singapore ranked the highest, second highest, I should say, out of the six countries. So we polled 1,000 workers in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, and Thailand. And as you mentioned already, 77% of the Singapore respondents said, yes, they have not taken sick leave despite being physically unwell. That was second only to Thailand, which was 83%. And then in the other markets, we saw the numbers kind of hovering around the 60% range. So Singapore ranked second highest out of all those countries. And it was also actually quite surprising to see Thailand so high, because in past studies we've done about workforce or workers in Thailand, sentiments generally tend to be quite high, as in people are generally happy at the workforce in Thailand. So it was actually quite interesting to see Thailand so high as well.
So Stephen, why aren't people taking sick leave?
Yeah, that was another question we asked. So we did a follow-up that said, to the people who said that they had not taken sick leave despite being unwell, and there were a number of options they could have selected. The number one option was that there's too much work to do. And that was the top option for all countries we polled. However, it was the highest. It was selected much more by respondents in Singapore. So 62% in Singapore said they didn't take sick leave because there's just too much work. For the other markets, it was an average of about 45%. So you see that just a higher rate of people selecting or saying that there's too much work, which might signal that there's a bit of overwork happening. The second reason is actually psychological. The second reason was that they felt bad missing work in Singapore. So there's a few different things at play here in terms of why they don't take sick leave.
You asked another interesting question, and that was, do you think the number of sick leave days taken should be taken into consideration during appraisal? And couple that together with people who say they don't take sick leave because they've got too much work, they feel bad about missing work, or they're worried about missing important decisions. How does that tie into the response that you saw for this particular question?
Yeah, so about 34% of Singaporeans said yes, that they do think that sick leave should be taken into consideration during performance appraisals. And interestingly, it was the lowest among all the countries. Okay. The other countries actually averaged about 50%. And that was one of the biggest surprises to me, is that so many people were actually on board with this policy. I'm myself not a big fan of making sick leave a factor in performance appraisals. I just feel that performance should be something else. So on the good side, I think that many Singaporeans are viewing this as a policy that maybe shouldn't be in place, but still one third were still in support of this. So I thought that was also surprising.
I mean, if you're sick, if I've got a colleague that's sick, I want you to stay at home and get better so that you come back stronger, you're healthier. It's more effective for the team overall as well. And you know, it's part of well-being for your colleagues. You'd want to take that into consideration. And also you don't want to get sick yourself. We're speaking with Stephen Tracy, Chief Operating Officer at Melio Insights. Stephen, I'm curious as well, because, you know, while sick leave is an entitlement for employees, some may be hesitant to be absent from work despite falling ill over a combination of reasons, as you've mentioned earlier. Presenteeism culture is also part of it. And you asked, when is it socially acceptable to return to work if you are feeling ill?
Yeah, and that's another interesting finding, because they could have selected a number of answers in terms of when you think it's acceptable to come back, which is when I'm still quite unwell, to I'm mostly recovered but a little unwell, to I'm fully recovered. And only 22% of the respondents in Singapore said, well, I'm fully recovered. So there's this feeling that most 63% said that it's acceptable to return when they're mostly recovered but still a little unwell. Which again, I mean, other studies have shown that you're much less productive when you are working when unwell. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting that only 22% actually said it was when they're fully recovered. Another aspect of this study is we've talked a lot about physical unwellness, but something that's really been coming into the narrative about workplace and work-life balance in the last 2 years is mental health and mental well-being. Yeah. And there's a really interesting finding in the study as well. We asked people, you know, whether they've taken sick leave for both being physically unwell and as well as mentally unwell. And what we found is that the rate at which people were willing to take sick leave for feeling mentally unwell was actually very high among younger demographics, age 16 to 24, and it goes down a lot. The rate of people taking basically mental wellness days goes down as you go up in age. I think that's another interesting finding too, because it speaks to how the younger generation's views towards the workplace is very different. And I think companies and managers need to be dialed into this, because sick leave is really no longer just viewed as being manifesting through physical symptoms among the younger generations. It can be mental well-being as well.
Was that equal across the board, though? You mentioned how it differed in terms of age. What about in terms of country? Because I understand that Singapore, it was the lowest when it came to mental health and employee well-being.
There are awareness of mental health and mental well-being has been a topic in Singapore that has been on the rise since the pandemic started. More people, I think, are embracing the idea of the importance of kind of balance, both, you know, physically and mentally, and being mentally well. And so it is something that more people are thinking about at different age groups. Now, in terms of taking action on it and taking care of yourself and taking, you know, sick leave when you're also mentally unwell, I think Singapore also has a ways to go there. It was among the lower countries. This is where you see actually countries like Vietnam and Thailand a little bit higher, as well as Malaysia. So I do think that Singapore can do has some ways to go in terms of taking action and embracing mental well-being as well.
So Stephen, what can companies do then to improve the current situation?
I think that some of this comes down to the management and the leadership of companies making it clear that, first of all, when it comes to being physically unwell, that it's okay and that you should take leave when you're unwell. It benefits everybody. It benefits the employees to be able to go back and recharge. It benefits productivity because, again, people are just not going to perform the same when they're unwell. And I think that companies, the leadership of companies, need to take a very open dialogue with their staff and say, hey, listen, you should take leave. I also think that there are some things that people and staff can do to address this as well. We talked about the reasons that people don't take sick leave before, and the top two were that they have too much work to do and that they feel bad missing work. And I feel like that there's a sense of, I don't want to burden someone else with my workload. And that I get that. That's a very noble and important reason for not doing it. At the same time, I think there are ways that you can address that, creating contingency plans at work so that if you're working on a project that you maybe have someone else who's shadowing you to be able to jump in so that it's easier to hand projects over if you need to disappear really quickly is a good practice to have in place. I know it doesn't apply to every kind of work environment because some workers have very, narrow job scopes, but if there are ways to create contingency plans so that it's easier to hand work over, I think that can also be very helpful.
So, Stephen, it'll be interesting to see how these findings change and evolve post-COVID-19 as well, because I think we have become more understanding, I would think, to colleagues taking sick leave as a result of the pandemic, or, you know, that people need time to work and recover from home, haven't we?
Yeah, for sure. I think general staff employees want people to stay home if they are feeling unwell, especially now we're not just dealing with COVID, we've got the WHO talking about monkeypox being a global outbreak now as well. And I think generally everyone would agree that they want their peers to stay home if they're unwell. The interesting thing is that a lot has changed over the last 2 years that in terms of the way people view their job and how they work. This even started in the early days of the pandemic with companies taking a stance on flexible work arrangements. And you haven't seen this kind of unified move towards work from home. There are some companies that have indefinitely committed to flexible work environments. Other companies like Twitter, for example, was a very early company to come out and say, you can indefinitely work from home. Another company like Apple, for example, is struggling to get people back into the office and they've taken a harder stance. And so I think all these things affect how people are thinking about their job and also achieving balance. From again, their whether they have flexible work benefits, all the way down to the culture around taking leave and taking time off, whether you're physically or mentally unwell.
Okay, Stephen. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be on the show.
Great to have you with us. We've been speaking with Stephen Tracy, Chief Operating Officer at Melio Insights. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.